Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, folks. Jeffrey Zabar is with us. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. That's right, the last decade, the last millennia, the previous millennia, Jeff joined us for the first time. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of many books on the topic of micropreneuring, of working from home, of doing the solo act. And he's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back. Jeff, one of the things that that I remember, I was telling the audience before you got here, that that I remember vividly. You and I both started our small businesses the same year, back in 89. And I vividly remember those days. I don't think I was ever more alive, because I'd just gotten downsized for the second time in 18 months. I had two kids and two mortgages. And so I was pretty motivated, Jeff.
Yep, absolutely.
And I don't think I've ever felt more alive than I did in those days. And I knew what I wanted to do. I started a consulting company, and I wound up, you know, making it into a success. Started from scratch, just like you did. But I also remember in the first couple of 3 years having lots of things, lots of little opportunities drop in on me. And I had to sit there and say, okay, is that real? Is this Providence telling me to take door number three? Or is that a diversion that's going to get me away from my knitting? What do you think?
Oh, the diversions that can come up and the opportunities that it can arise. And I think that you know, though many of us don't write business plans when we start a very small business, it's sort of opportunistic. You know, is it on the mental business plan that we conjured for ourselves? I mean, much to what you're saying, I remember when I was early on in my career, and as many of us do, I mean, I quit a job to go out on my own, but it wasn't like I had some great concept. I just quit to become a good old country writer, as Bones used to say.
Yeah.
You know, sort of to paraphrase Bones from Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a good old country writer. And I found that a lot of opportunities came along that were money. You know, I had one where it was a small doctor's group that would meet in South Florida, and they would have me come and take minutes at their meeting, and I was writing their minutes from their meeting.
And you thought, and you said, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
But I said, this is money. And so I said, I will do
this. So it wasn't some great business plan, some visionary business plan. It was work.
Not at all. It was work. It was, you know, sadly, I mean, many of us have to do these opportunities.
That is what you have to do in the beginning.
Right, absolutely.
Because when I started my business, I had been at the C-level of companies previously.
Right.
You know, I'd been executive. In fact, I was the president of one division of a company that I worked for in the past. And so now, within the first 6 months of my business, I was designing business cards.
Right, right.
So I didn't care. As you say, it was work. But that's really that part of it is not so much the issue to me. The issue is, I knew the business card thing that I was designing was also a card that was going to that was for a person who was going to give me consulting work one day.
Right.
So I knew that was on that track. I was on that track, and I think that is part of what you have to decide. Okay, is this thing that looks a little ignominious, is this leading to my you know, what's going to sustain me and the career I'm headed in, or is this some diversion just to make work? What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly what happens, and a third thing comes to mind where a diversion takes you off the track, and it keeps you from building, or it can keep you from building upon the track that you've already started to grow. So if I get into working for a small organization and doing more work along the lines of being their consultant or being a note taker, a secretary at an event, okay, it's paying me, but am I out sort of creating work that's going to build my brand.
Right.
Where today I would never do something like that. I would refer them out for
right.
something like that. But
in those days you had two things. You needed the business.
Right.
But you also probably weren't sure that this wasn't the way things were going to be going.
You never know what's going to spawn.
That's right.
And that's also what we find when we launch, when we're in a business and we take an opportunity, we say, you know what, this isn't exactly what I want to be doing. This isn't exactly what either my business plan says or my head says, but there may be opportunities there. How often do you take work from somebody who says, there might not be as much money in the beginning, but we're planning a lot of stuff down the road, and you say, you know what, I'm going to take that leap of faith. And then nothing comes down the road, and you say, well, you know, I lowballed in the first place so that I could do that. Now extrapolate that out to say, okay, I took something that was not what I do. I can do it. It's not what I do. But there was an opportunity for more down the road is the
right.
way I saw it, and it doesn't pan out. And then you look
mm-hmm.
back and you say, shoulda, woulda, hadda, coulda. Should I have taken that chance? You know, could it have led to something else? Could it have led me away from something I should have
done? And the early days of your small business are going to be filled with those kinds of things, those kinds of little tests of your resolve, of your vision. Even if you're retail, Jeff, even if you open up a shop and you know what you want to do, or even if you're in the restaurant business, it doesn't matter. In the early days, until you've found your niche, until you've found your place in the marketplace, that you've carved it out and you know this is what I'm the best at, this is what customers will pay me for, this is what I can become known for, until you get to that point, you've got all these little diversions that can pop up. And you know what, Jeff? I hope people don't look at those as annoying.
Right.
I hope they see that. I know where Jeff and I both know where you are if you're a startup right now, if you're trying to get something off the ground right now. We know where you are, and we know how tough that can be. But just remember, these are the days that you will remember almost every day for the rest of your life.
Well, something to keep in mind also is it's not like you're tested in the first 18 to 24 months. I mean, these are tests that you'll face. We face them every day.
Oh, yeah, no, that part's not going to change.
Yeah, we end up being offered projects that may take us a little astray. It's that left turn in Albuquerque, as Bugs Bunny used to talk about.
But it's easier now to see the diversion and see the opportunity.
It's easier,
20 years ago, it wasn't so easy to see those.
No.
Jeff, give us the website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Quick break. Going to take a quick one. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We'll be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we go.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, AskJim.biz, lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage, where you can find out. Just answer the question and submit it, and you'll get to see immediately where everybody else is there in your how the people have voted and what how you fit with what how they voted. So check that out. All that is at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is here. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that. That's his website, Jeff. They can find your books there, right?
They can find all my content, my blogs, all sorts of work going on.
All right, so check that out. Jeff, we're talking about how to figure out whether, especially in the early days of your business, you know, for those folks who are just getting started, and it happens, as you said earlier very wisely, that it happens to those of us who've been around a while too sometimes. How do you know when something that's presented to you is a real opportunity, the next thing you should be doing, and when is it just something that's going to divert you from sticking to your knitting? And this is one of the things that I remember, Jeff. I'm a pretty creative guy. You're a pretty creative guy, But I don't think I was ever as creative as when I didn't know if I was going to make it. And that's an exciting time. It's more exciting when you look back on it than it is when you're in the middle of it. But that's a time when that's one of the reasons I think when you're gonna see all these opportunities because you've got fresh eyes. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking that. In fact, I was thinking about something along those lines yesterday. Is early on in my career, and I'm a writer by trade, and so early on in my career, when I was writing a lot about home office and micro business, and it was all new to me. It was early on, so it was all new to everybody. So I was writing a lot of topics about a lot of things that were important to all of us who were evolving into the home office space. Now, as you get older. I don't want to say your hunger wanes, but you said, I've been there. I've done that. I already wrote about that. That's not interesting anymore. Yeah. And then you find out, you go to a popular blog site about home officing or independent entrepreneurship and the like, and they're writing about the stuff you've been writing about, you wrote about 15 years ago. And you say, but we've already been there. But you know what? They haven't. And so it's that hunger and beyond the hunger, the fresh eyes. Fresh eyes to what your market is doing. And like we were saying before, if you run a restaurant business, if you run a plumbing contractor, if you run a flower shop, it's not just, okay, I offer what I've always, I do what I've always done. Well, and as the saying goes on, you'll get what you've always got. So, what is the market doing? How is the market changing?
The things that we're talking about is not about staying fresh, because that's something everybody's got to do.
Right.
One of my friends said you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Right.
And so you have to keep doing that. But the things we're talking about are things that completely divert you. For example, almost everybody out there who's starting a business right now, who is in the early stages of a business, is going to have something happen to them over the next 12 to 24 months where somebody offers them a job.
Right.
Somebody's going to offer them a job. Now, right now, if they offered them the job, they'd take it in a heartbeat because it's probably a bit, more secure, probably would pay them where their small business is not paying them right now.
Right.
But in a couple of years, when you're sort of getting established in your business and you're starting to have fun and see some success, when somebody offers you that job, that's going to be a real test. I remember a couple of different people coming to me and asking me, I was actually consulting with both of them. And they said, why don't you come to work for me? I said, I am working for you. And they said, no, I mean full time. And I said, and at that point in time, I'd been around long enough. I'd been around 3 or 4 years. And I said, no. I've already got a job.
Right.
But I think if they'd asked me that a year into my business, I might have taken it.
Right.
But I think I now know that would have been a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, opportunities that come along, are they really opportunities? And yeah, you and I alike we've been offered positions. I get, every now and again, I get offered a job and I say, A, you can't pay me what I make. You'd be insane to pay me what I make because you don't pay writers that kind of money at this level. and B, you can't afford what it would take because I have to give up a certain lifestyle. And when you work from home, I got to tell you, I just sent a daughter off to college, and not once did she see early drop-off, late stay,
no latchkey
key
kids.
On the latch.
No latchkey kids, right?
No latchkey kids, and what? And that cannot be, overvalued.
Exactly. Well, I was home-based for a while, but later on when I wasn't, I still was able to be home for dinner. I was able to be with my children when they had their plays or whatever in the middle of the day. I just worked around it. I mean, I worked more than a person who was working, who was an employee, but I worked around it with my schedule. I was able to do that, and that was one of the benefits. As we're talking about this, Jeff, I think about that, about Hamlet, arguably one of the great plays of Shakespeare, and somewhere in the middle of there, Polonius says to Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true."
Right.
I think that's what you got to say to yourself.
You have to, you have to know who your own self is along the way.
And the longer, every day that goes by in the businesses you own, that will become clear to you, I think.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And Twitter?
Jeff, Chief Home Office.
Right, no R on that on Twitter. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you much.
See always you next you. Time. Jeffrey Zabar, folks, he's the best. Quick break, stay with me. 29 after, I promise I'll be right back.
You can do anything with the top of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue.
Charity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.